This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. A little bit better than General Stanley McChrystal, who learned the oldest lesson in journalism, I guess, and that's don't spend a lot of time with Rolling Stone.
Yeah, I guess in part of the shocking part of that story was I didn't even know because Rolling Stone still existed.
I didn't either. The only time I ever hear them is when they have like a blurb reviewing a movie that probably isn't very good.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's kind of funny that here you've got this, you know, the magazine's got, you know, Lady Gaga on the cover, you know, probably dressed very scantily. And yet inside is this, you know, hard-hitting story on, you know, McChrystal and his gang bad-mouthing the president and everybody else around him.
Do you think that adds insult to injury? It's bad enough you just lost your job commanding in the war theater, but you didn't even get the cover in the process?
That's probably true.
Man.
Bumped for Lady Gaga. Four-star general or Lady Gaga. I guess you got to go with her.
Exactly. So now David Petraeus has to leave Tampa, which is where Central Command is located, and go to Afghanistan. He's probably not real happy with Stanley McChrystal either.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
But
not as many Starbucks and Krispy Kreme franchises around where he's going.
Yeah, probably not. However, the challenge remains the same, of course, and we're certainly not making light of the war here, which is getting more intense by the month. But obviously, the Capitol Steps trying to figure out what might be the best way to defeat our enemy over there.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to the back of the rack with this song. This is the song that we wrote when the Taliban, you know, nobody had really even heard of them at this point. This is when they were going around and destroying all these thousands of year old monuments and stuff to other religions in Afghanistan.
All right. Okay, well, here we go. This is Capitol Steps, and they're almost prequel to the rest of the world really knowing about the Taliban. Here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are members of the United States Military Special Operations Delta Team. I am Major Offensive. Now, as you know, we have a difficult mission ahead of us in defeating the Taliban and capturing Osama bin Laden. So far, our military has been most successful in crippling the Taliban Air Force and taking out most of their defensive positions. Next, we will devastate their morale by carpet bombing the entire country with Victoria's Secret catalogs, Kathy Lee Gifford CDs, and pictures of women attending college.
Tal, 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 Taliban.
Tal, 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 Taliban.
Pursue. Their jihad is true. Our colors never run because they are red and white and blue.
Taliban,
tell,
all us command.
Tell, Taliban.
It's heaven they're awaiting, but give my best to Satan, Taliban.
Tell, Taliban. Saw on C-SPAN, U.S. has a plan to ship religious zealots over to Afghanistan.
We got a plan. We'll send Jehovah's Witness to Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
Oh, Mark. That might work.
Yeah, you know, I thought we were going further back in the rack, so I apologize for that. That was our version after we knew about the Taliban.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's definitely a military reference in there. So in terms of one of your favorite characters this week,
Mark. Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Al Gore, the last person you would suspect, first of all, of being on the brink of divorce, which, of course, we've learned about a few weeks ago.
Right.
But now accusations, which charges were never filed, so we have to point that out. But making advances towards a masseuse at a hotel in Oregon?
That's what the understanding is. Now, I got to be honest with you. I'd simply ask if she'd like to touch my Oscar. And she took it the wrong way. Yeah, that is one of those stories that you kind of go, oh, you know, and the original story was, oh, they're just breaking up, and you're kind of like, oh, you know, sad, they've been married a long time, they grew apart, and of course, secretly, we're hoping, boy, we hope there's more to this. We hope it's just not just a quiet divorce.
Yeah.
So, You know, we'll see. I mean, it's a National Enquirer story at this point, but we got to remember National Enquirer was talking about John Edwards having a baby for a year.
That's right.
And suddenly, boom.
They got nominated for a Pulitzer.
He admitted it.
I know. They got nominated for a Pulitzer for the John Edwards story. It's almost like when you walk by that in the grocery store, you're like, am I actually going to be talking about this later in the week?
Exactly. Oh, I looked at the cover. I need to take a shower now.
That's exactly right. Oh, anything else out there that's got the Capitol steps excited? We got the BP. We got midterms coming up. A lot of stuff out there for you.
Yeah, we got everything. We got more material buzzing around us than a vuvuzela right now. We'll keep cranking it out because thank goodness these guys keep giving us more material than we can handle.
Oh, we're in the final few months of an election season. You are going to be inundated, I assure you. Mark, always great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, where you can also get a copy of their brand new CD, Liberal Shop of Horrors. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.